Chapter 2. Homesick. Listening. Listen to the speaker talking about the W curve for culture shock. Listen and write down what each of the 5 stages is. Place these descriptions in the right places on the W curve.
Going to live in another country is not always as easy as you might think, and everyone suffers some degree of culture shock. There is often a foreign language to cope with, a different climate, different customs. After all, how much complexity, the complexity that expresses the real you, can you manage in a foreign language? But the problems often begin before the traveller leaves home. We have expectations of foreign places. Our ideas are maybe a little naive or ill-informed. Perhaps we've picked up these ideas from books or films that only show the better side of exotic locations. We expect everything to be marvellous, the people friendly, daily life to be romantic and exciting. We may have watched too many popular films. When filming in Britain, for example, film directors usually want classic locations, such as Snow's Hill Village used in the winter scenes in Bridget Jones' Diary, or the spectacular aspects of Gloucester Cathedral as used for Hogwarts School in the Harry Potter films. They want idyllic scenery, the places tourists want to go, not the places that working immigrants or international students will see. When visitors first arrive, they see everything through these rose-coloured spectacles, determined to find the romance of place. This is the first stage, the idyllic phase, of what researchers call the W curve for culture shock. It's often referred to as the honeymoon stage for the reasons mentioned. The trouble with honeymoons is that this illusion can set in very quickly. It only needs a few unhappy interactions with local people for our illusions to be stripped away. Suddenly, nothing lives up to our expectations. We don't understand the local people, and they don't understand us. We stop trusting them, just as they appear not to trust us. In short, we can fall out of love with the place and its people very quickly. This is the beginning of the hostile stage, when noticing that certain situations could never happen back in one's home country becomes a habit. This is usually made worse if the visitor doesn't just think it, but says it. Worse still if they say it loudly with more than a tinge of anger. There is always a danger that visitors and immigrants never recover from this second phase. Maybe they've had some dreadful experience they just can't forget. That would be sad, because the next stage is one of the most fruitful for personal development. This is the recovery stage, also known as the adjustment phase, when you begin to realize that people are pretty much the same all over the world. They have their faults and foibles. They may think their country is the greatest, that their education system is the best, that their sense of humour or style of playing football is the greatest ever, and nothing will ever change their minds. But there will also be people who are kind, sympathetic, thoughtful, and open to other ideas. Slowly but surely, the visitor gets to know and accept the country and people as they are. One's expectations are more realistic. If the person stays in the country and becomes a resident, they have achieved a V curve. That is, the first half of the W curve. From a high point to a low point, then back up to a higher point of adjustment to a new culture. But if they return to their home country after a significant amount of time, their journey of cultural adjustment is far from over. Going home is not always a wonderful experience. In fact, it can lead to a new disillusionment. The traveller will have been influenced and changed by their experiences abroad. But the family and friends who stay behind can't always relate to those experiences. The person returning feels like a stranger in their own country. They have changed, but people at home expect them to be the same. They might feel that they are not at home in either country. This is known as re-entry shock, and time is needed for both the traveler and the stay-at-homes to adjust. If all goes well, there will be a final stage when the traveler begins to understand the impact that their experience of living, and perhaps studying abroad, has had on them. The person gradually feels more at ease and at home, even though they have changed in significant ways. They realize that it would be unfair and unrealistic for their stay-at-home relatives and friends to understand them, except in a purely theoretical way. After all, to what extent can anyone really understand other people's experiences? We have to accept that some people are simply better at empathy than others. So this is the coming home, or reintegration stage, when living once again in one's home country becomes a rewarding and enjoyable experience, when those experiences of living abroad are placed in perspective against the realities of living at home once more. The second downward stroke of coming home has been corrected by the upward, more optimistic stroke that completes the W in the W curve for culture shock.